Young parents, you got to cherish every day. Time flies. The psalmist says it this way, Psalm 39:4. O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days. My wife Lori and I wrote the following thoughts when our children were 10, 8, and 6, and before Mackenzie was born. Now all of them are married, and we have 7 grandchildren. Time flies. It really seems like yesterday when we wrote this. We wrote it years ago. Someday, when the kids are gone, Laura and I will not have to share our Ben and Jerry's double fudge chocolate almond ice cream. All the chocolate chip cookie dough will be mine, and I will no longer be disappointed when I open the cookie container to find cookies replaced by crumbs. During dinner, there won't be any complaining about the food. No one will refuse to eat or gag when required to take one bite. The conversation topics will be other than discussing and demonstrating proper etiquette. We will no longer be answering questions on every thinkable and unthinkable subject. The why did the chicken cross the road joke will be banned from dinner conversations, at least until grandkids. Someday when the kids are gone, I will never watch Where the Red Fern Grows again. Although the setting is Oklahoma, the story has lost its appeal after 100 viewings. After the kids are gone, it will not look like it snowed popcorn when the movie is over. Cleaning under the cushions of the couch will no longer be like taking a trip to Toys R Us. My refrigerator, Lori says, will no longer temporarily change into a freezer because the temperature knob somehow mysteriously adjusted itself. While cooking dinner, I won't be playing Barbies, building Lego models, coloring a picture, assisting in homework, giving spelling tests, and supervising music practice. I won't be asking everyone to pick up their backpacks, pick up their toys, wash their hands, take off their muddy shoes, and leave the rocks and bugs outside. My kitchen table will not have to be constantly cleared of school papers to review or homework papers to be done. I said someday when the kids are gone, the house will no longer be like walking through a minefield. Sharp objects like American Doll furniture will not cause cries of pain when I walk barefoot across a darkened room. Big objects like metal trucks and American Doll furniture will not stop my unprotected toes in mid-stride. Lori said, my laundry will no longer be the monster that it has become. My stain removal technique that is being perfected will no longer be in such demand. No longer will I open the washer lid to find that the load has been stonewashed or crayon dyed. Gum and candy will not be constantly attached to the inside of my dryer, and all my hangers will be the same size. I said, someday when the kids are gone, my desk at home will again belong to me. There will be a place for me to sit and work without first having to take a wheelbarrow load of school papers, Sunday school projects, Pioneer Club papers, past due activity registrations to the trash, and then feeling guilty that I didn't file them away to look at them and cry over them in 10 years. I may even update my paperweight. Now it is a sand-filled baby jar with a wooden heart glued over the logo, a VBS project, I think. Lori said, someday my stuff will be where I put it. My best pair of scissors will not be used for cutting everything imaginable. They will not disappear and then suddenly reappear after the spring thaw. My sewing table will not resemble a miniature Goodwill bin. It will no longer be the lost and found center of our home. Hey, Mom, I can't find my swimming goggles. Have you looked on my sewing table? I said, someday when the kids are gone, there will actually be a spring and summer evening when we are not at a Little League game. I will not volunteer to coach a sport that I absolutely know nothing about, like soccer, just because I need a coach. I will find things to do other than snickering at preschoolers as they attempt to kick a ball with the inside and outside of their left foot. I will talk about subjects other than Red League softball girls' games, and I will not stay up late deciding who should pitch and who should play third on Garrison's baseball team. Lori said, I won't be spending frenzied moments before the games looking for shin guards, batting gloves, baseball mitts, uniforms, or hats. I won't have to do any last-minute ironing of Pioneer Club badges or frantically check the calendar to see if I missed my night for snacks. Someday when the kids are gone, we already dread it. But when that inevitable day comes, we'll have our memories. Memories of first words and first steps, long trips in small cars, crabbing and then cooking the crabs, fishing but not wanting to kill or clean the fish, camping and forgetting the matches to light the lantern, bicycle rides and bicycle wrecks, long nights holding sick babies, long days in hospitals with a very sick six-week-old, emergency room stitches, losing a four-year-old in a crowded school during open house, nicknames only our family will ever know and appreciate, family devotions that challenged our patience and our theology, and many more will all be rich memories someday when the kids are gone. Lord, we need your help. We are busy, imperfect parents doing our best, but seldom feeling like we've done enough. Give us your focus, your perspective, and your wisdom during these hectic days of raising children. And when the time comes when their car is packed and we kiss them goodbye, although our eyes will be filled with tears, may our hearts be filled with peace and no regrets. As we turn to walk into an empty house, may it be filled with memories we have taken time to make. And may we know that you are the one who built our home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.